Welcome, everybody. Satnam, February 2nd, 2010. As we move through these cold winter months, it's actually been kind of windy and rainy here in San Diego. It's usually warmer here too, but the sun did come out today. So we're moving through this time and space astrologically. Until 2:11, we're still going to be influenced by the Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto T-square, which we've been talking about. So Saturn, again, is moving through those institutions, those Capricorn institutions, and they're getting challenged by Uranus and Pluto, looking deeply at them. So if you see all these changes going around us in our world, we can know that we can look forward to that configuration astrologically until 2011, that particular configuration, the Saturn-Uranus opposition, with, of course, Pluto thrown in, which is the deepest collective unconscious. So we still have, that's our main astrological configuration that's going to be affecting us for a while, which is bringing in the questions of how we can move from the established ways of being into institutions that serve everybody, the Aquarian, the higher frequencies. We are in the sign of Aquarius, which also is teaching us about the Aquarian age that we are now moving into and learning how to hold the frequency for. And that's what we're doing here and many people are doing, holding the frequency. Aquarius is where energy is moving out of being held by just a few, the Piscean age, into the collective. So each person gets to be a light bearer, and that's the sign of Aquarius, with the squiggles of light or water running through them. Of course, we've seen a lot of water with the rain here in California and the snow other places that we were just talking about on the phone. Maybe that's a sign of Aquarius too. Well, I'm going to talk for a minute about Aquarian archetypical story, which is from Greek mythology. And the story is about the King Aegeus, who is the son of the sun, the son of the Eshu, capital S-U-N. And King Aegeus is a Capricorn king. And he gets very excited about building a kingdom, and he starts with just a few cows and a few animals, but during a period of time, he builds up a huge flock of, or herd of cows and goats and horses and sheep, and he has so many that no one can even count them. And he feels that he's such this great king. He has all this wealth, all this worldly wealth. But King Aegeus has one little problem. And the one little problem that King Aegeus has is that he forgot to clean after the animals. So his stable has been quite filled with the dung from the animals. And after decades, the specific smell of this animal waste has grown so thick that it has drenched the entire kingdom, and almost no one can stand to be in his very wealthy kingdom. And so King Aegeus doesn't know what to do about this. And if he doesn't do something about it, his whole kingdom's going to crumble because nobody's giving him any attention, and they all now think he's a terrible ruler, and they all want to run away. Nobody wants to live here anymore. So what happens is Hercules appears, and he's an outsider from another place, and he makes a bold statement. And Hercules says, "I'll clean up your kingdom in one day." Of course, this is built up for decades, and King Aegeus says, "I don't see how you could possibly clean up the kingdom in one day. That's impossible. Nobody's been able to do this. I've asked hundreds of people, thousands of people, and people just run away, and they say it can't be cleaned up. It's just too much of a mess. Nobody knows what to do." And then he says, "Well, if you could, how much would you charge?" And he says, "Well, I'm not going to charge anything because I really care about making the world a better place, and I just want to do this from my heart. I want to do this for the love of humanity, and I want to make the world a better place to live in, and this has become uninhabitable. And so the king says, okay, well, if you want to try to do it, but if I'll tell you what, if you can clean it up in one day, I'll give you one-tenth of my kingdom, and if you can't, you're going to be my slave forever. So Hercules says, okay, and then he looks at the problem. He had just heard about it because he had just passed by and smelled the kingdom. So he actually went to the stables and went to look at King Odysseus' land, and oh my gosh, when he gets there, he can't believe what a mess it is. It's just mountains and mountains of refuse, let's say, that need to be cleaned up. And he's thinking, oh my gosh, this would take 1,000 years to shovel this out and clean this up. And Hercules starts to get scared. He doesn't know what to do. So he runs up to this mountaintop, and he's trying to figure out what to do, and he dips his head in this waterfall to clear his head, and he sees these two rivers that are running alongside the outsides of the kingdom, the boundaries of the kingdom, coming down from this rushing waterfall, and he thinks, oh, I know what I need to do. I just need to divert these rivers so they run through the king's stables, and that'll clear everything out. And so with much effort, Hercules moves these boulders, and he moves mountains, and he diverts the river. And in one day, the king's stable is completely cleaned out. And the kingdom is saved, and that you would think the king would be totally happy, but instead he said, you're not getting the credit for this, the rivers did it. But whatever, the kingdom was saved. So that's a beautiful little story, Aquarian story, how Aquarius comes in, looks at problems, situations from a whole different perspective, even though King Aegeus represents just the Capricorn way of doing things, just building up institutions, maybe building up wealth. As we move into Aquarius, what do we do with all these things that have been built up that no longer serve? So that's an example of what we're moving into as we're in the sign of Aquarius right now, and we're also moving into the Aquarian age. So this is where I've been experiencing that I've been everybody feels this, but also I totally feel the support of Yogi Bhajan coming through saying, that's what you all are. You're here to show people the way out of the way out of duality and the way it's being, what's happening, and we've been talking about this with, as an example, the grids on the planet, the crystalline grids, how we were energizing the crystals in the center of the earth. The grid on the planet moving into the Aquarian frequencies as we line up with the central sun of the galaxy, we're moving into a whole different energetic grid. So as people, everybody knows something's up, but they don't know which way to go. And what Yogi Bhajan is telling us that we're the ones who are going to hold the vision and show people the way out of duality, show people the way out of how to clean things up, the vision holders. And so the crystalline grid is not going to hold these lower frequencies, and the more people attach themselves to the thought forms of duality and the thought forms of things having to be a certain way, the more that's going to create resistance and problems. So we have to come in and look at the Aquarian solution. And this, I think we've got somebody on a cell phone. You can start next. Thank you. Sounded like somebody was driving in a car. Okay, great. last weekend, we had the Leo full moon called the Wolf Moon. Did anybody see that? You know, we can talk when we get off of this mode. But I saw a huge moon at the horizon, and so the Leo full moon ushered in more heart energy. Everybody. The Leo, the expression, the passion, everybody opening up to express their passion, their gifts, and bring that to the world. So we have these astrological configurations that are encouraging everybody to step forth and share their love with the world, which, of course, we've been talking about has been happening with Haiti. And I did write down a few notes of what I heard Yogi Bhajan saying to me that he wanted me to share on this call, so I'll do that now. And then we'll talk a little bit more about how we're all holding this frequency together. So what he was saying to me is, this is the time to really steer the ship as we step out of duality. He's saying, I hold the vibration of your well-being in my heart, and I extend that to you today. I'm happy to see you're all here again. My message for you is to keep steering the ship. You are heading in the direction of freedom, freedom from the bondage of duality, freedom from the pain of being held in the lower vibrations of fear-induced realities. You can float with us, and he's talking about beings that aren't in body, outside of your atmosphere more and more as the quarantine that Earth has been in is being lifted after all these 26,000 years and more. You can feel us more and more, and we can feel you more. There was a barrier as a duality experiment on Earth was carried out. It was a test. It created much, much contrast. That is what duality does. It creates contrast. This was so people could have intense experiences, and this helped them learn more about who they were from the contrast point of view, and also more about who they were not. And as long as you do not identify with the aspects of the contrast of duality, you will be free. See it as a mosaic, a design, nothing more, a pattern. Now all these patterns are being shown. All that has been created is up for review. Identifying what patterns serve a higher purpose and what will be a match with the higher frequencies, that is what is occurring now. You are in a review process, a personal and planetary review. Duality creates attachment. For those who cannot experience beyond 3D, they cannot experience the spirit of life. They will be separated out, like cream separating from milk, except they are not the cream. Attachment to duality can be a bad habit, like an addiction. The mindset of duality creates the feelings of alienation and separation, superiority and inferiority. This is in transition when the playing field is leveled. It is the spirit that matters, that uplifts, not the amount of money, not the institutions. A wonderful example is what happened with Haiti, as you have been talking about. The telethon that it was aired on TV to raise funds for TV allowed people to be interactive, not isolated. They could use their cell phones and text in a number to contribute even $10 and feel that they were part of the whole. This is very important, to allow people to feel part of the collective whole, to make things better for everyone. This is a huge healing experience and a successful experiment to transition from feelings of isolation, sitting alone in your living room, watching TV, to participating in what is happening on the planet. This is a huge quantum shift. Watch for more of these. Those that still are hanging on to secrecy and control will fall. Earth has been a very special environment that has allowed any creature or being to come and experience itself in a mirrored 3D environment. There were many negative energies that jumped in and went to extremes and lost all sense of balance and harmony. That is the true nature of the universe. Those negative energies that cannot reconnect with the truth, the unity, and the purity of spirit are being cleansed and released. There are entities in other places and other forms that can benefit from the knowledge and wisdom that you have developed on Earth. You are able to have a rich, deep sensory experience of the Creator. This is not easily available elsewhere in the galaxy. You have much to share. You are being observed right now. Hold your warrior stamp for truth and know you are very important. Because of the shakeup occurring right now, this is why it's so important to be able to have you on the planet and hold the direction of infinity, the direction home, out of Maya, not into the muck of more Maya. We need you now to steer the ship. We are with you. Sat Nam. Okay, great. Now we'll take a breath. That's the message I heard from him, that he wanted us to share today. And I'm feeling these beings around me right now. I'm feeling a sense of freedom and lightness, and moving into that security of identifying and joining together to hold these, to hold this grid that we've been talking about. Through the uprooting, whether we want to call it the configuration that we just talked about, the astrological configurations, or whatever it is, whatever frequencies we're receiving, that we're grounding them in into our heart, and connecting with Mother Earth and connecting with the planet that's alive, and knowing that Mother Earth, that we're, Mother Earth is made up of many energies, and many entities contribute. So Mother Earth is really, we think of her as an entity, but she's really a conglomeration of all of us, that as we merge and become alive in a physical body on planet Earth, we are part of that consciousness. So we are affecting what happens on the planet, and the more we're holding our beautiful network of love, the more that is giving strength to the planet. So that's what I'm feeling. Mother Earth, the message from Mother Earth is, your love is my strength, and that it is the co-creation, that our energies go into Mother Earth, and her energies, has her energies come up into us. And so I'm feeling that presence, that energy of Gaia, that entity of Gaia with us here today also. And I'm feeling that it's spiraling, and as that builds in strength, and it starts to spiral from the densest vibrations to the highest vibrations, like the DNA, that more strands of people's DNA are being activated, so to speak. In other words, it makes more people are more available to receive the information about the higher frequencies, the information of compassion and love, and how to really share and how to participate in the ascension process. And some sources say that civilization has completely ended during several of these transitions before, two times before, but this time, because of everybody's contribution and people's chanting and people's love and people's heart, that we are going to make through, the planet's not going to be destroyed this time, and also the time of ascension, basically there's an energy that's going out that's expanding it, that's creating more time and space for more people to become awakened to these higher frequencies, so they can align with the ascension frequencies. And so that's why it's so important for all of us now to steer the ship. And as people wake up from duality, giving them another way to go, so whether it's just a conversation with a friend and giving that friend who may be in pain some empathy or compassion, and practicing communicating from the heart, or whether it's teaching a class, or whether it's showing people how to deep breathe or do breath of fire, whatever it is, or just holding the higher frequencies in our own hearts, our own minds, our own energy fields, every contribution matters. But that's what I was being shown, that the world is waking up from duality, and this is where we really come in to say, hey, there's a way out. And that was the purpose of the story at the beginning. We're the ones that are coming in saying, hey, there's another way to do things. And it may be a way that you haven't thought of before, but it comes from a different perspective. So that's what I was being shown, that everyone here and many people on the planet are here to bring, show people that are waking up from duality that there's another way to do things. There's another vantage point. There's a way through that hasn't been shown before, that we can bring forth. And I just totally feel everybody's heart, and I just honor and feel you, and want to thank you. So we're going to go into our meditation right now. We're opening up our hearts and connecting with the earth to the heavens. And here we go. We're going to go right into that. So go ahead and deep breathe and set yourself for meditation. If you want, you can do the arm position, which is the elbows to the side of the body, palms facing up, and then out 60 degrees. If you're sitting cross-legged, then the arms are over your legs. Bring the energy up the earth, up into the heavens.
Thank you.
inhale of the breath. Exhale, send healing energy to the whole planet. Feel Mother Earth totally healed. Feel the strength of the group. And then bring the healing energy into your own heart. Put your hands on your heart. And exhale and send the energy down through your legs, through your body, through your feet, into the earth, and then back up into your body. So you feel that pulsating feeling with each breath, where you're sending energy into the earth and it's coming back up into your body. Beautiful. And slowly come back. Good. Wonderful. So you can open up the phone line, star 6 if you like, and we'll check in for a few minutes. And I felt Yogi Bhajan just sending a lot of strength through us. So I heard him say, "You're the duality busters." So I just wondered what anybody else was experiencing. We can just chat now for a minute as we just sort of come back and just connect with each other. Anybody else like to share?
Satnam, this is Rambir Kaur.
Satnam, Rambir Kaur.
Okay, let me describe what's been going on since last week, that love opening, and then the full moon, and I did some intense work with a friend, initiation work. And I wasn't putting two and two together, but I started to have some strange nightmares and stuff, and what I guess in the old times we used to call it a psychic attack. What I heard is more like, we're going on a love internet of sorts, of a new level, and there's going to be some viruses sometimes, and we need a new level of privacy, you know, networking or something. But I literally got woken up with intense chest pains a couple of nights. I mean, like somebody was attacking me in the middle of the night. And so I've been doing the corrective energy work. And when I started the call, I was feeling not angry, but really displaced. But I just sit here and listened. I couldn't even do it out loud to Ramadasa. But I heard and felt Yogi Bhajan's presence to kind of alleviate the sense of I want to run away from the whole thing, of course, and have my regular life, you know, my story. And it was just, I guess you could say I received a healing because I was ready to run away. From, you know, energetically, it's just like, oh, it's just too much. I don't, you know, it's too high a price to pay. And I just really felt his presence in making me stay still to do this, you know. I don't know how to express it.
No, you express it very well. That's so beautiful. I totally feel that. I've been feeling a lot of duality energies, too. You know, like, get me out of here. Okay, no, it's okay. So, yeah, I'm really glad you described it because I've been feeling it very intensely also, and that's what I feel he was trying to say. Duality is literally breaking up, and, you know, we're feeling it, and everybody's feeling it in different ways. So beautiful. Thank you. I think you described it very well.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any similar experiences or anything they want to
do? I'm so glad that you guys, like, open up and say those things because sometimes I feel... well, I shouldn't say that I feel like sort of like weird, but I did, the last couple of days, I was having very, very unusual dreams. I mean, mudslides and all kinds of like catastrophic and dreams. And I would wake up and just run out of my room and then, you know, it would go away and come back. But it was very strange. And, of course, I realized that it's a part of the, you know, the energies and everything. But I'm so glad that she said something about the dreams because I've been having those dreams and they are very strange dreams. And I have books about dreams. I keep looking up what mud means and what this means. Actually, mud had a great symbol. It was healing.
So
I was, you know, and I, in my dreams, there was so much mud on every home the door was like buried in mud, and I'm thinking, wow, I got scared in my dream, but mud, so you know it's healing. So, you know, and other dreams were also very strange, astral dreams, you know, things that, monsters, and I don't know, but hopefully they'll go away.
Well, I think the mud's clearing up. I think that's the purpose of part of what we're doing on these calls is we are talking and sharing, but it provides a form to receive a lot of light, too, to get us, you know, whatever we need to get cleared out. We get, you know, light from the other realms to help us, you know, make it through. All this energy that's breaking up does feel very heavy like mud. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. But it does feel good when I hear other people having similar experience, because I always feel like I should hide from this, from whatever I'm experiencing. But then when I hear you and I hear other callers, it makes me feel that I'm okay, that I'm normal.
Yeah. These are intense energies, so you're definitely normal, and you're also just the sensitivity. You're feeling them very intensely. So yeah. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Well, Karen, I was trying to find that website that you had to look up numbers on from the last call. There were certain dates or something.
To look up numbers?
I thought so. They said that it was on the Shakti activation.
To look up certain dates?
Or lunar events. Does that ring a bell?
No, but I know that if you search for astrology on the internet, you'll get there's lots of information.
I don't think it was quite astrology. Somebody was speaking to it that there was a place you could go look, and I couldn't find it on the Shakti activation.
Yeah, I'm not sure which
all that
was.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, does anybody else have anything that they experience or they are experienced during the week or anything they'd like to share with anybody, what's going on with them or what they felt about being a duality buster or if you felt the strength coming through on the call? Anybody want to share anything so we can all kind of feel connected and that we're not alone?
It's so true.
Now, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Others have also talked about having like chest pain or rapid heart rate or irregular heart rate. Is that part of the energy? You know, that's.
Mhm. Yeah, it's part of the frequency reset. That's what I'm experiencing.
This is Ted Street. Okay. I've been having the same thing for 2 days. The chest pain.
Yeah.
Also,
I've been getting strong
vibrations when I do the Ramadasa. My body seems to shake back and forth. It was doing it even today when we just did it.
Yeah, mine did too. Is there somehow like how to like ground this energy or, you know, channel it or absorb it or let it go?
Yeah, deep breathing and even breath of fire. Working with your breath and then making sure you drink enough water also.
Okay. Well, good. It just feels good, you know, because I thought, well, gosh, I thought that's what it was from, but because I've been having it off and on since before the holidays, actually, just, you know, and I thought, well, it's, you know, I thought that's what it was, and I just, and so hearing others, you know, I'm not the only one then, so. That's good.
Yeah, thank you for sharing, because we are going through, as I said, as we're changing from this basically carbon-based grid that's been around the planet, carbon frequency to a crystalline frequency, and we are going through physical changes. You know, like everybody knows I had that cold last week, so yeah, it is affecting our bodies also. So.
Can I ask a quick question? This is Rambia Kaur. I understand that we're in a new place, and I heard this being in the new internet energetically of sorts, needing new viral protection. is there any way, can we ask Yogi Bhajan if there's something new or different that we can use? Because I believe I'm using carbon-based modes of cleansing for what may be a crystalline situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so you're wondering if there's a crystalline way to cleanse?
Or more importantly than cleanse, which is, you know, curative, I want preventative, like an antiviral protection like I have on my computer. I always try to have the latest because I know that's how it goes. And without, you know, I don't want to become paranoid or fearful or have to watch about this all the time. I just want to have a practice that is sensical to the energy that's moving.
Right. What he was showing me before the calls was our real classic pose, you know, where our arms are up 60 degrees and we're doing
Eagle
breath
pose.
What?
Eagle pose?
Eagle pose? Is that called eagle pose?
Palms up 60 degrees, breath of fire.
Right. I always call it keep up pose.
It's actually eagle pose, yes.
It's eagle pose? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. showing me that right before the call. He said even just doing it like 3 minutes, if people are having physical difficulty, doing it like 3 minutes every hour, like at the beginning of the hour, which may seem extreme, but he said it'll start balancing and alkalizing the blood system, and also drinking celery and cucumber juice, because the more alkaline, to make sure we're alkaline enough, and that's going to help us be able to balance the higher frequencies, because if we're too acidic, that'll throw us out of balance more, and to drink, like, you know, water with lemon juice, anything that alkalizes.
Okay.
That's what he was showing me, those, the alkaline balance and eagle pose.
Thank you. I had received the eagle pose thing, but I thought there might have been something more, you know, you always think that, you know, the old saying, you think it's a zebra, it's just a horse. It's a lot more simple than you imagine.
I was also doing Obdurane Amaze before the call, because I was kind of feeling that psychic attack energy too, and that really helped me, doing the Obdurane Amaze. So again, yeah, it's not complicated, but I think, you know, we have to keep doing it. And when we do it, of course, we put it into the field. So I'm seeing him nodding his head right now going, keep putting it into the field, because there's a lot of others who need it that aren't doing
it. Interestingly enough, you know, my situation with the shoulder, which I guess I should ask the group for help. I haven't been able to do eagle pose in almost a year now because I haven't been able to straighten my arm. So I'm going to have to, I'm going to try to do it, maybe with a prop or something, but do it.
Okay, you can visualize that you're doing it also.
Yes, you're right.
So the group can all send you healing energy, visualize your shoulder completely healed, whole, and in perfect working order.
Thank you.
You can visualize that and send that to Ron Beer. Okay, beautiful. Is there anything else that anybody's wanting support or to share or anything like that that the group can, you can share with the group or you want help with? Okay. Mm-hmm. So how's everybody doing? Does anybody else want to talk about anything or set any intentions?
Yeah, hi. Barbara from Washington.
Okay, we have two people. Go ahead, Barbara. You can go now, and then we'll have...
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead, Barbara.
Yeah, hi. I am happy to be on the call this month. I got here.
It's welcome.
Anyway, I'm part of a local group. They're mostly it's a mixed spirituality group. And last year, we had the Imbolc ceremony. And I had this wonderful experience, and I was the only one who did, where the woman who was doing the ritual, I saw this beautiful dancing figure. She was just very tall, and she had like angel wings, kind of, like epaulets coming up off her shoulder, very high epaulets. And she was like, oh, purplish green, blue, and just this dancing ethereal thing, you know. It was a really wonderful experience, and I ended up drawing her showing it to the woman, and she says, oh my God, no one ever did that before. But this year I wasn't able to make the Imbolc ceremony, but they called me in, you know, remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting here, and all of a sudden, I was just sitting, I think I was half asleep. I had my eyes closed, and all of a sudden, the same figure appeared.
Wow.
Like, oh, this is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd share that. It was like a really great experience.
Wow, thank you, Barbara. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hope everyone's well and happy, and I really felt a lot of energy on the call, so it was really a nice thing for me.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for sharing. That's beautiful. Your energy's being well received, all your love that you're sending out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there was somebody else that wanted to share something?
Yeah, this is Sharon in San Diego, and I hold myself back a lot because I'm not masterful at yoga, and I don't understand some of the language. So a couple of things. First of all, during the meditation today, I was basically told you don't have to be a master at yoga, you do have to breathe. It was almost kind of a loving, joking but message, so it was kind of, I got the message, so because I tend not to breathe enough. But I have a question about the eagle pose, because I called it up on my computer, and it shows someone balancing on one foot. If you guys are talking about the 60 degrees of the hands, yes?
So you sitting cross-legged, the arms are like straight up, like if you put your arms straight up over your head, and then you bring the arms down, call it a 60-degree angle. So rather than your arms being, like, next to your ears, your arms come down, like a V.
Okay, that's different than the picture on the Internet, and that's what I thought. That's why I asked, because the way you guys were describing it is different than this picture I'm looking at. So thank you.
Right, thank you, yeah. Good, beautiful. Anybody else want to share anything? Okay, well, actually, my front door just opened a little bit by itself. I think an angel just came in or something. Spirit just came in, so that's beautiful. So I feel really blessed by being with everybody today, and I feel more strength and the strength of the group, and I'm getting the words from Yogi Bhajan. Keep up, you're being received, and we're going to keep working, they're going to keep working with us, and they're asking us to keep doing the work, and we are.
So yes, blessed. Indeed.
Yes, indeed, we are. So this is why we're here, so keep going, everybody, and we'll connect on Shakti Activation Yahoo group if you want to communicate, and we will see you and be with you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Satnam.
Be well, everyone.
Thank you. Satnam.